morning, good afternoon, or good evening, whatever part of the day that you are tuning in. Welcome to the first episode of 2012. First of all, Happy New Year, mother. Nah, I'm just playing. What's going on, y'all? Nate Boogie right here. It's the Boogie 300 online radio show. Happy New Year once again. New day, new intro, new me, new you, New Year's resolutions, all that other good shit that you're gonna do for 3 weeks, maybe four. Some of y'all might have already failed. Anyways, the YMCA is packed with everybody talking about they getting in shape. Two more weeks. I gotta withstand people just being in the way before they go back home. I ain't gonna do it today. You know how that goes. Anyway, first of all, I gotta set it out right. Hit me up, 773-234-5078. Call me, text me, leave me a message. Whatever you wanna do, just holler at your boy. Let me know what I can improve on. Let me know if you love the show. Let me know if you hate the show. You can also email me, theboogie300@gmail.com. Of course, I'm always social networking. Check me out online, facebook.com/IamNateBoogie, or you can just tweet at me, @NateBoogie or @Boogie300. Now, it's a lot of love in the air. A lot of love falling out of the air. A lot of things been going on since the last time I checked in with y'all. I've been to Houston. I've been to Vegas. I've been to New Orleans. I got sick. I got healthy. And I'm back. Healthier than ever. Thank the Lord. Shout out to two of the greatest basketball players of all time, Michael Jordan and LeBron James. Both getting engaged over the holiday season. Congratulations to both of them. Also, Kobe Bryant. His wife filed for divorce after 10 years. Something funny about that. 10 years, you entitled to spousal support for the rest of your life in the state of California. Something fishy? Playing the cards right? What do you think? Anyways, much love to him. Also, got to talk about Spinderella. Spinderella, y'all remember from Salt and Pepper. She's kind of pissed off that a lot of celebrities, hip-hop artists, R&B artists are trying to become DJs now, and she's really not feeling it. Hear my take on that. Also, 50 Cent, yeah, that door is closing on them in the music industry. Find out more about what I'm talking about with that. Also, I gotta get my reality TV rundown. Get my take on Love and Hip Hop. I've been checking it out. Find out what I think about it. Without further ado, let's go ahead and get into the show. His album dropped on January 1st. It's the T.I. mixtape, F the City Up. It's him and Dr. Dre right here. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 online radio show. Let's go!
Party ain't a party till the doc walk in it. It's hard to get it started till I hopped off in it. In it, got so crunk 1 minute since you didn't get the witness, just listen. I came in hot and then I saw. As soon as I arrived and the shit popped off, the shit popped off. It's officially a gangster party. You believe that she came to party and the shit popped off. Shit popped off. Niggas hands in the air, bitches taking tops off. Put the chronic in the air and the shit popped off.
It's been a while since you heard these beats. You're malnourished, but he's back now to flood these streets. He shall flourish. Others try, but they lack courage. In fact, this track was on the back burner at least. So back to the lab I had to go, but it was too magical. So yeah, Dr. Smackahole's back. Ask if it's tactical. Sure is. Girl, I hope your vaginal has endurance, cause I'm about to do something tragical. Rest assured is your homie with the OE flow. You know me from before, but you don't know me like this. So do-si-do. Get on top of me and ride it like a rodeo ho. I'll have your OD and I'll dick this baloney. So the loneliest, I cure your loneliness, but only just fold. One night, yeah, that was fun, right? But I gotta go. I got a bottle of mold and four mold. Little mommies looking like models, waiting at the door inside of my hole. Jail all ready to swallow and yo. Follow the flow of traffic to the top flow. And you won't smell a lot of Malone, a lot of chronic for show. Gin and tonic, so from the top to the bottom, let's go. Come on.
Order some old bottles. Come on, mama, would you like a drink on me? To me, it's no problem.
She take it off for the dough. Get that ass on the floor. Go, go.
To me that's no problem. If you wanna, baby, come and drink with me.
Bright lights, late nights, drop automobiles outside of hotels with a lot of hoes. Bottles cold, blow a lot of dro, no powder though. Everywhere you're trying to go, I've been a long time ago. Swag doesn't pass, my style is so spaz. I pop tags daily, drop down them 480. Walk up in a place and all the ladies go crazy. Wanna get impregnated, all I give is throw babies. They running up and asking, is it true you know shaded? Dr. Dre be hanging out with you for real? How chill?
like a magnet attracted to a nigga getting money. I tell him kneel down, suck a nigga dick or something. Rubber band popping off the bank roll, hopping out the champagne rolls with the automatic doors. Pockets on swole, both wrists so froze. King of the South, balls out on the West Coast. Let's toast
us some old bottles. Come on, mama, would you like a drink on me? To me, that's no problem.
She take it off for the dough. Get that ass on the floor. Go, go.
To me, that's no problem. If you wanna, baby, come and drink with me.
Let's go, let's go.
You can have the time of your life. It's alright.
Hey.
Make it a night you remember.
Now that's what happens when you put a legendary artist with a legendary producer. New music, T.I., produced by Dr. Dre. It's called Popped Off, off his mixtape, F the City Up. What up, y'all? Nate Boogie right here. It's the Boogie 300 online radio show. The new year, the new start, the new everything. Hit me up, though, 773-234-5078. That number's still the same. You can also email me to boogie300@gmail.com. That email's still the same. You can also hit me up online, facebook.com/IamNateBoogie, or you can just tweet at me, @NateBoogie or @Boogie300. Now, a lot of people tried a lot of new things to bring in the new year, one being a lot of hip-hop artists, a lot of R&B artists are trying to try their hands at DJing. Yes, the scratching, the pulling of the record, people are trying it, and one legendary DJ, one named Spinderella from the legendary hip-hop group Salt-N-Pepa, has taken offense to it. I mean, really sensitive about it. She took to Twitter to talk about Alicia Keys, and now Lil Wayne has tried his hands at DJ and said, quote, first DJ AK-47, quote Alicia Keys, and now DJ Wiggity Wayne. What the hell? Who's next? Then she goes on to say, record sales down, become a DJ. F out of here. Then she says, DJing is a trend now. Artists jump on the bandwagon because it's the end career move. What about real DJs that bleed this culture? All right, I'm going to stop right there. Spinderella, calm the hell down, first of all. I mean, what industry, what art form isn't mimicked and tried to be simplified? And, you know, people take offense to it. For one, I'm a graphics designer. You know, and nowadays, quote unquote, graphics designers are a dime a dozen. You get anybody grabbing a picture of a female offline, writing some words across to come to this club. We got drink specials. We got this. We got that. Looks like hot shit. You know, and then you got a graphics designer like me who knows what the cover side of a flyer looks like and the information side of a flyer looks like. I mean, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Yes, it is the end thing. But damn, you know, it's not like they went and bought the cheating equipment that makes the songs blend automatically. I mean, they really are trying. It's not like they're like, yeah, give me that equipment so I can sound real good. No, they're actually trying to hone the skills. So what the fuck are you mad about? Get over yourself. Where the hell you been anyway? And then you just want to pop off on Twitter about somebody trying to DJ? Seriously? Are you mad because they're not hiring you? What is it? Get at your boy. Anyways, check it out. When I come back, my man 50 Cent is learning the hard way that you are as hot as your last hit. Find out more what I'm talking about when I come back. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 online radio show.
Young Clem, we in here. 5 o'clock in the morning. It might be 3, though.
Said I see some ladies in here tonight, I might marry. Gone off the Belvian throne, it's too scary, baby. You can
tooth fairy. I do anything to leave in a night with you, Sherry.
I said I do, I do, I do, I do, I do.
You know I do.
I said I do, I do, I do, I do, I do.
You know I do.
I said I do, I do, I do, I do, I do.
You know I do.
I said I do, I do, I do, I do, I do.
I say now what it is, what it do. Homegirl ain't got a clue. If I get you open, all the things that I would do to you. Smack it up, flip it down, weigh it up, break it down. Lean you to your side, yeah, and ask you who's your daddy now. You gotta even open your eyes, know what you're looking at. And I ain't have to open my eyes when I was cooking that. Guess it was love at first sight, eye contact. Remember the night we first met, I caught a contact. Let's see my ride or die. It's us against the world. You know we both hustling, so hustling is our world. Still so much to have, too much to drink. I'm in my G mode. So all the ladies repeat after me, cause it's the G code. Promise if I get locked, you come and pay my bond. If you hear some niggas plotting on me, you ring the alarm. And every time you get to me, it's gonna be the bomb. And in these unlucky streets, you gon' be my lucky charm.
I said I see some ladies in here tonight, I might marry. Off the Belgian throne, it's too scary. Baby, you can have whatever you like. The tooth fairy, I do anything to leave it at night. But you share it.
I said I do, I do, I do, I do, I do.
You know I do.
I said I do, I do, I do, I do, I do.
You know I do.
I said I do, I do, I do, I do, I do.
Man, that boy's so cold, give him a blanket
in here. I do, I do, I do, I do, I do.
I be don't promise to treat this game IDO. Honor the code, not bring drama to mama's peephole. Life's a bitch, but she's the only love that I know. Uh-oh. So let a day after the I do's, let's do Mercedes. Let's tie the knot, let's grab us a pot, let's make a baby. Looking back, I don't know who threw this bouquet to me, but I walk down this aisle faithfully. Cut that cake for me. I, Jay-Z, take this unlawful lady to have in the hole, into the task force role, to hug her every corner till I get ash from the cold. Only to love a master fortune, too much cash for me to fold. Fold under pressure, I would never, ever, ever, ever. Your secrets I treasure, for better or worse. You'll always be my first love. To death do us part, pull the hearse up, my purse up.
I said I see some ladies in here tonight, I might marry. Going off the Belgian throne, it's too scary. Baby, you can have whatever you like. The tooth fairy, I do anything to leave it a night. What you share?
I said I do, I do, I do, I do, I do.
You know I do.
I said I do, I do, I do, I do, I do.
You know I do.
I said I do, I do, I do, I do, I do.
You know I do.
I said I do, I do, I do, I do, I do. Yeah.
Nothing's more attractive than a heavy praying woman. Two of him windows and them been devil caking on me. Her with sense to heaven and him when him Andre Omen. Baby, I'm here.
Yeah.
Save it on bill.
No.
Crazy, I tell you all of this in the middle of a club where words tend to get thrown around lightly, like love.
Love.
And friend. Rock star and so and so's a genius. So him bow to never utter him do unless him mean it. Her proud like her mother and woo. Mom is sweet, so you just know that juicy fruit ain't gon' fall too far from trees. So if we ever whoop the whoop, I want all that bleep the bleep on this nasty carpet, Bixby fresh on one knee. Say you do, I do, I do, I do, I do. So we can float up out of here in this hot air balloon. Let's put a baby butterfly up in your little cocoon. And maybe 20, 30, our baby, she'll be nerdy, make the whole club swoon.
She'll love books and cook and look just like you. And when she's done being young, she'll dress like you. We'll call her Love 22. She'll total 22. The laser version.
New music straight off that TM-103 Thug Motivation. Last installment for the big homie Young Jeezy. It's called I Do, featuring none other than Jay-Z and Andre 3000. What up, y'all? Nate Boogie right here. It's the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. The first show of 2012. If you're listening, thank you. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend. Get at me, 773-234-5078. You can call that number. You can text that number, whichever you prefer. You don't want to hear my beautiful voice? Then just text me. Also, check me out online at facebook.com/IamNateBoogie. You can like our fan page. Type in Boogie300, no spaces. Also, you can follow me on Twitter, @NateBoogie or @Boogie300. Or you can just tweet at me. You don't have to necessarily follow me. You know what I'm saying? Anyways, back into the news. The big homie 50 Cent is learning the hard way about this music industry. Love you today, hate you today. You know what I'm saying? He's basically finding out, like, you're as hot as your last hit. And it doesn't even take an artist to know that. He's been tweeting and going in with Interscope Records, saying he's not feeling the team that he's working with right now. He went on to tweet, quote, "Okay, I need a record deal, Jimmy Iovine. Call me early tomorrow or I'm putting out another mixtape." He tweeted this. But Jimmy Iovine is the president of Interscope Records. He didn't hit him back. So he went on to say, quote, "I have lost all faith in the team I'm on. I'm having nothing left to say. I will not be promoting my music." He went on to say, "I'll be honest, I don't think I'm going to live much longer. I want to mean more in other people's lives." Now, where the hell did that come from? How do you go from wanting a record deal with Jimmy Iovine and Interscope Records to, "I don't think I'm going to live much longer"? What, are you going to kill yourself? 50, come on now, man. Let's be real. You've been shot 9 times. You can't die. You're immortal. No, I'm just playing. Anyways, but this goes back to what I'm saying. Like, in the hip-hop game, in the hip-hop industry, you know, the rock genre, country music genre, I mean, if they're fans, they'll always be fans. But in hip-hop, they're fans as long as you're hot. The days of the legendary hip-hop groups and artists and, you know, always being able to go and perform and, you know, just get love no matter how old they get, those days are long gone. If you ain't got a hot single out, you ain't in the clubs, you ain't got mixtapes out, ain't nobody checking for you. Nobody. 50, do what you got to do. Go on to do your business deals with your energy drinks and your Street King, all the other stuff you got going on. Work that, because the music thing, that thug shit that I got shot 9 times nonsense, that's all yesteryear. We've been there, done that. Got the award for it. Sorry, Fifth. Your time's up. They call it 15 minutes of fame for a reason. Holla at your boy. When I come back, how many of y'all out there watch Love and Hip Hop? Love it? Hate it? What do you think about it? Find out what my take is when I come back. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show.
I heard that they're coming through, they're coming through, they're coming through. I heard that they're coming through, they're coming through. I heard that
death
coming
three. There was no competition.
The grill, the grill,
yeah.
The grill, the
happy drama, yeah.
The grill, the grill,
yeah. You niggas is dead,
man. I think by now that you and I know, and if you don't, the motto in my hood is do or die, ho. That just means you do or you die, but you decide though. Writing shit about me, now that's a suicide note. I should drive a black hearse with a suicide though. Nickname that shit coffin car, but keep your boo inside though. Lights on, daytime, and I usually ride slow. We on that Boys the Men, it's so hard to say goodbye flow. Hop out in that all black, they like who just died, bro. I say the competition, but they ain't look too surprised though. They be talking sideways, keep that to the side though. An LA bitch, it ain't my fault, she wanna be crucified, yo. Jesus Christ, he's just nice. Wait, I ain't say that right. He's just nice. And I heard that death comes in threes. Someone please come get these little rapping bumblebees. Had they buzz, now it's gone. That high usually comes in leads. They was hot, I was cool. Enough of that summer breeze. Some of these niggas say shit, I tell them no mumble please. Keep bumping your gums, I will show you bitches gum disease. You know somebody hating, give them this number please. The number is 1-800-HUMMONEYS. Killed it once, killed it twice. Usually I just come in fleas. Killed it for a third time,
'cause I heard that death comes in threes.
Well, I'm back and I'm prompt, nigga. Arrogant and so pumped, nigga. In my world ain't shit free. There is no comp, nigga. Riding around with my Bronx, nigga. Who won, come romp, nigga. Can't kick a man when he down. They ain't say we can't stomp niggas. Flashlights, candles, be prepared for this blackout. Black shoes, black suit, black skirt, black blouse. Car service, black lacks, couple racks in my black slacks. Dime bitch, a spade, I should be yelling out blackjack. BBM in my black bowl, yo BM in my black rose. She look like Miss Universe and I'm about to be in that black hole. Hit my nut, then fade to black. Damier, the greater black. On the road, we got the heat. Just imagine D-Wade in black. You wanna play dumb? Black, that's cool. I'ma play HBCU. You gon' get your black at school. Welcome to the funeral university. Death comes in threes. This the third city.
Gates the Brazil.
Straight off his new mixtape, There Is No Competition 3. That's the big homie Fabulous with Death Comes in Threes. What up, y'all? Nate Boogie right here. It's the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show. Last segment. Let's go. Now, I just started watching Love and Hip Hop this season, y'all. Sorry. Took me a minute to get involved with it, but I'm there now. Mainly, the only thing that I watch is the whole Jim Jones saga, you know, between him, his girlfriend, his mom, his manager. You know, that's the only thing I really, really watch. And the crazy thing is everybody on the outside, all they see is Yandy. Yandy, Yandy, Yandy. She messy, she messy, she this, she that, she this, she that. It's not Yandy, y'all. It's not Chrissy. It's not his mom. It's Jim Jones. It's the common denominator. Look at it. Jim never breaks anything down. He never gets everybody in a room and said, this is how it's going to be. He never does it. He'll talk to his mom. He'll talk to Chrissy. He'll talk to his manager, but never any of them together. And they all have issues with one another for whatever particular reason, and he never deads anything. Now, Jim Jones proposed to Chrissy on this last episode. Congratulations. Shouts out to you. But Chrissy pushed Yandy away. In my eyes, this is exactly what I see, and I'm gonna tell you why I see this. It wasn't that Chrissy didn't like Yandy. It wasn't about the book. It wasn't about anything that Yandy did. It was the fact that Yandy got attention from Jim Jones that Chrissy wanted. So she destroyed it. She destroyed the relationship between Yandy and Jim Jones because she wanted that attention. It had nothing to do with the book. Now, you running around telling Jim Jones' mom, just spreading rumors about a book. Are you serious? The book wasn't even meant to be a joke. If she overstepped her boundaries, she overstepped her boundaries. You put it out there. You let it be known. It was dead. But you just wanted to get at her in order to force her to eventually do what she did, which is quit. I'm not saying it's right what she did, but I'm not saying it's wrong either, because she more than likely subconsciously did that because she wanted that attention from Jim Jones that Yandy got. Just peep it out next time you look at it. I ain't finna really preach about it, but just look at it. Anyways, on that note, I'm finna get up out of this episode. It's a new year, a new everything. Hey, boogie300.com, we're looking for new writers. Hit us up, send us your resumes at theboogie300@gmail.com. Let's get it in. Shout out to my lovely daughter, as usual, Lil Boogie, I love you. Shout out to my girl, Tip Tip. Check her out at the Fly Style Society on theboogie300.com. Make sure you follow her also on Twitter at tip_so_fly. If you're listening to me for the first time, continue to listen. If you're listening to me every week, continue to listen. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend about boogie300.com. We taking over in 2012, y'all. It's as simple as that. Live every day at 100 miles an hour. I'm Nate Boogie, and this is the Boogie 300 Online Radio Show, and I'm out. Peace.